Okay, today's daf is daf nun dalet. Welcome back after Ben Azmanim. So here we are, Simin Ayin Resh Hey, Sif Aleph through Hey. We're talking about playing with fire, specifically when you are trying to do an activity, an exercise, usually reading, or any other type of activity that requires light near a candle, near a fire. We're afraid they're going to come and play with the fire. Now, I don't know why Chazal were very, very afraid of this. If you look through the Mishnayos and the Gemara, it's very clear that this was a real concern, a real fear. It could be, we're not used to it. It could be when you use candles always, that's your lighting, then maybe it was very common that they played with the candles a lot. It's not 100% clear. Mishnah Berurah does mention such concepts. Basically, for us, is as follows. There are two scenarios where we're going to need to know these halachas. One, a blackout. It happens. Once in a while it happens. I remember the Hurricane Sandy in different places in New York. There were Shabbosim without any electricity. And a lot of people were trying to chazer these Mishnayos, these halachas, in Siman Ayin Resh Hey for the first time. They probably haven't looked at it, brushing off, that they haven't seen it in a long time. We had it once, a blizzard. It was about 10 years ago. Maybe a little less. It was a blizzard on Friday, and it knocked electricity out here in Yerushalayim on Shabbos. We once had a whole Shabbos without electricity, and we're using candles. So that's the first scenario. The first scenario you have to know is if you're going to use candles, like a blackout. So when are you allowed to read by candlelight? So a few different details we have to get through. Sif Aleph points out that it doesn't matter how far you are from the candle. If you're using a candlelight, even if you're very far from it, you have to be afraid that you're going to play with it, either because we really are technically afraid, no matter how far you are, or because what we call a low plug. A low plug means that they decreed across the board, and no matter what, you can't use a candlelight. The difference between one person and two people, one person can't use it. A second person, if he's there, that second person can make sure that you do not play with the candle, and then that would permit it. However, that specifically, if you are both together in the same learning, let's say, the same reading, the same learning, but if you're focused on two different things, then it won't help you that he's there. Just like you have a problem, he has a problem. It's only specifically when you're together in the reading that we assume one person will remind the other and protect the other person from the Avera. Now, it says that's only if you're using the same Sefer. If you're using different Svarim, it doesn't count. And therefore, certain types of davening, like the Piyutim on Lel Yom Tov, the Rama says, that's going to be a problem, because even though technically there are a bunch of people there in the shul, but everyone's in their own sitter, so everyone's focused on their own specific reading. Now Mishnah Berurah says, and this is the Psak, Sif Katan Tes, he says by the regular davening, where everyone is pretty fluent in the davening, and it doesn't require Iyun Rav, that's a special wording here always, something that doesn't require an intense focus, Iyun Rav, and you can just read quickly. You don't need to be so focused on the light. Then we're a lot less afraid that you're going to play with the fire, the candles. Which basically from here, that becomes the Loch Lamaisa. If everyone is using their own sitter, the candlelight, in a blackout, and people are pretty much used to the davening, like a regular Friday night davening, people are pretty much used to it. So then that's going to be okay. It's not going to be an issue. But if you're saying something that's rare that people aren't so used to, let's say, for example, the Mishnayos Bom Malikin. I don't know too many people who can rattle off the Mishnayos Bom Malikin, at least certain parts of it. I know a lot of people know the beginning very well and certain parts of it very well, but some parts most people do not know it well. So that would be an example of something that you should not do. So when you actually have to use candlelight like a blackout, it's a little ironic, but that is when you should be skipping Bom Malikin, even though the whole thing is actually talking about not coming to play with the fire. Saying that example, I'm remembering that the halacha is not that way, because if you're actually talking about, the concept of playing with the fire, we don't assume that the person's going to come and play with the fire. Yep, that's halacha Zion. That's Siv Zion. That's Siman Ayin Reish Hei Siv Zion. So scratch that. It's a bad example. really think of a good example on a regular Friday night davening. Yeah, I guess an Elul or David maybe could be an example. But that might depend on whether we consider people fluent in Ladovid Hashem Ayri. You're certainly not getting any snowstorms in Elul, but obviously you could have hurricanes or Chas v'Shalom, any other reasons why there'll be big blackouts. If Gimel tells us you're allowed to have a Shomer, you're allowed to tell someone else to watch out for you and make sure that you don't play with the fire. If it says a bonfire is very different than candles, there it's much worse and much more machmer. We're not going to get into that. It's not so relevant for us. The question is as follows. Moshe Bruce starts talking about very good candles, and he says it's a machlekes because there's a low plug, and it sounds like it's not so simple to be make a lenient just because the candles are very good. And he likes to be mitzarefit with some other issue, with some other reason to be lenient. The question is, even though our lights, our regular electric lights, like just go on and off, that for sure is going to be mutter because the Mishnah Berurah writes, there's something during the week you're never going to make it stronger in order to read from it. So then it's fine. There's no issue. Here for sure, if your lights are on, your lights are on. Where is the issue? The issue becomes on a dimmer, something that has settings. That could be a dimmer or something. You know, sometimes the new fancy lights have settings, low or high. Not necessarily something that you turn or slide to make a every notch a little higher, but sometimes it has a low setting and a high setting. That clearly is possible to enhance the light, and then you would have an issue. And here the Mishnah Berurah talks about what would be if the guy does play with it. Is he over an Issa Deraisa Derabanan? If it's a situation where he's only going to be over an Issa Derabanan, then the Mishnah Berurah is willing to be Mekel. So saying, Mekel, if you have something else going for you, like, for example, in the Shulchan Aruch talks about Adam Chashev, someone isn't going to come play with the light, the fire. The problem is that any person, no matter how dignified they are, they would touch the dimmer. So really, what we could do here, Alach L'maisa, is two possibilities. One, not read anything or do something that requires a major insight, what we call Iyun Rav, or to have someone in the house tell them to make sure that you won't touch the candles, the lights. The Mishnah Berurah says, though, it's important that you tell the person. You can't just assume, because there are people in the house, that they'll know to watch you. That's not good enough. Hashem will continue with the next daf.